You're listening to the Iterators of the Imperium.
Hi, I'm Miss, and I'm here with my lovely co-host, Ryan. And you're listening to Season Quinky of the Iterators of the Imperium podcast, the podcast in which Ryan is the expert on Warhammer 40k, and I am an intermediate trying to learn about the Warhammer universe. And we are talking about orcs, you know, Gaskul, Fraka, Gork, and Morg, and... yeah!
Well, you can name one more orc.
What? What was that guy? The guy, the big guy. We started at the beginning with like the big ass guy who got hit butted to the ground, and the rest who had to fight Gork and Morg. Gaskul Thrakov for when he was gathering his troops, as per se, his following. Right, he was headbutting everybody, left, right, and center.
Yeah, that's kind of what he does.
I'm not good with names, though.
But the name of one other orc, though.
No, because I'm very bad at names, Ryan, but you know
also,
this.
Also, orc names all sound kind of the same.
I could just say Berk. Wait, that's probably a name. I don't know.
It's probably one of them, to be fair. Just a matter of time, man.
Yeah. But yeah.
It took seven episodes for me to not laugh at you saying five
Quinky.
In land.
Quinky. I forgot to say. For the people who doesn't know, we're in season 5, or in Latin, season Quinky.
Which, I'm waiting for someone to comment and be like, that is not even close to how you pronounce that.
Nah, it is. It is, Ryan. We have established, I know Latin.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that. Man speaks a dead language.
I know how to say substantive as well. Like, you know. Verbum. Mm-hmm. No, alright, let's get into the episode, Ryan. We are just talking out our ass right now.
Yeah, we do that a lot.
It's good though, it's fine. I think people enjoy it.
So, as you're probably remember from last time, we were looking at this world called Armageddon that Gaskul was trying to have his way with. Mm-hmm. For lack of a better term. So, where we left off was the Space Marines had just arrived and, you know, beat one of Gaskul's armies for the first time in an actual battle outside one of the hives. Mm-hmm. And kind of at the same time, Gaskul's still pummeling his head against the walls of Hades up in the north, trying to get to this Commissar Yarrick that he's kind of dubbed him as his rival now. Mm-hmm. He's kind of Gaskul's reason to live at this point. He needs to kill Yarrick. But that's been going on for so long that Hades has now ran out of food. So people are starting to starve to death.
Not good. Oh, shit.
Yeah. But while all this has been going on, right, while this whole war has been going on, and Gaskul's been running headfirst at the walls of Hades hype over and over, Gaskul's been struggling, right? He's been gradually getting more and more into this kind of state of despondency. See, like, a good example is, you know how he used to get the headaches? That he would just punch himself in the head till it went away,
but usually
he'd come away with an answer. So it was like Gork and Mork's way of talking to him. Mm-hmm. That's still happening, except there's no answer at the end of it. He doesn't feel like the gods are there anymore. He's still getting the headaches, but he's not getting any answers from it. So he starts to think that the gods have, like, abandoned him, like they've lost faith in him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's spent so much time throwing himself at the walls of Hades and making no progress that he's lost momentum. He's lost heart. He doesn't have, the drive to keep going anymore. Which is quite sad. Honestly, it's just he loses his faith in the gods, or at least feels that the gods have lost their faith in him because he can't make progress with this.
Yeah.
So Gaskul gets quite depressed. It's just,
of course,
quite sad. But he does keep at it. He doesn't stop because he's depressed. He keeps going. He keeps leading his troops against Hades. Mm-hmm. And the whole time he is doing this, the Space Marines are taking back hive cities all over the map.
Yeah.
Because the Orc armies are gradually getting kind of like routed in all the different locations and being pushed back. So the numbers of the Orcs are dropping drastically and very quickly. And Gaskul's still just running at Hades over and over. just desperate to make some kind of progress. And eventually, Ghazkul does manage to break the walls of Hades and get inside. But by this point, the orc armies are pretty decimated. And when he does get inside, Yarrick manages to escape. So he manages to break Hades, but he doesn't even manage to kill his rival. So all it really helps to do is push Ghazkul further into this like state of depression. That he, even what little progress he does make is fruitless. There was no benefit to it.
It's just pointless.
Yes. And to be honest with you, around this point, the war is, by all stretches of the imagination, over. The orcs have lost this war already, even though it's still being waged.
Yeah.
Because orc numbers are dwindling, and Ghazkul just did not have the drive to lead them anymore. But Ghazkul was not done, right? Because, what's the right word for this? I was going to say determination, but I don't think it's that. Spite, maybe? Basically, he ain't leaving unless he can, you know, fuck the humans up a little bit more. So
vengeful. Vengeful.
Huh?
Vengeful, is that the word?
That's a good word, yes. Aye. Vengeful, spiteful, something in there. Aye.
Yeah. Holding a grudge.
So, Ghazkul was done with Armageddon for now, but he wasn't done overall, right? He wasn't given up. He was just done with this planet for now.
Yeah.
So he does what Makari calls a blood axe goodbye. A blood axe goodbye is when you're drinking with your friends in a bar and you like stand up and you're like, "Alright, lads, I'll get the next round in after I go to the bathroom." And then you go to the bathroom and then you just leave without saying anything to them or paying for anything.
Okay, yeah.
Which I think it's a good way to do it.
Yeah, it is. Very in style.
Yeah. So that's essentially what Ghazkul does. He rounds up all of the remaining orcs and he's like, "Look, there's only one human city left, and it's Hive Tartarus," right? For the record, he picked Tartarus by dropping a knife onto his like battle map of the planet. He just picked a random hive city. So he was like, "It's Hive Tartarus, it's the last one. We take that, we've won. We've taken over the planet."
I mean, fair.
Yeah. And he basically just convinces them that they just need to do one big final assault on Hive Tartarus, and if they take it, they've won. So all the orcs get all riled up. Which, to be fair, they need it, because the orcs have been noticing that something's not quite right as well. It's not just Ghazkul that's not been feeling right. It's everyone. Because Ghazkul losing faith means that the army starts to lose faith, right? Yeah. So guns have been running out of ammo faster. You know, tanks and stuff have been blowing up. Things like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even things that were painted red didn't move as fast as they used to, right? The wild magic starts to dissipate as the leader starts to like lose faith. So they knew what was going on to a degree, subconsciously at least. But with this big speech that Ghazkul gives them about Hive Tartarus being the last one, they all get kind of riled up again, and they happily charge off to their deaths. They all head straight for Hive Tartarus, ready to go.
Well, I mean, knowing they're gonna die, but
no, they don't know they're gonna die. They think they've got this.
Oh, well, never mind.
Yeah, they don't got this at all, but they think they've got this.
You know what? I think they got it too.
Yeah. Solidarity.
Yeah.
So while that's going on, Ghazkul rounds up the like all the leaders that he like took command of back on Ur. He also gathers up Makari and Grotsnik, the doctor that put them back together, gets on a spaceship and sods off out of Armageddon. Just leaves all his dudes behind. He's like, "You guys have got this." He's gone out for some milk. I'll be back, don't worry.
Don't worry, I'll be back 100% right.
Oh yeah.
Nope.
So they just fucked off into space away from Armageddon and left the orcs to die at Tartarus.
Bruh.
Now, obviously, Gazkul has to... He has to keep the orc leaders on his side, the ones he's got with it, right? So he kind of gives them all a bit of a speech, because he's got into speeches. He started to like speeches recently.
Okay.
And he explains that this was not the end of their rampage. It was just the beginning. It was a test run, if you will. Right?
Yeah.
And that they're going to be back for Armageddon. Very much that the Grot saying that I told you about, hide now, stab him tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right? That's the idea. And this is where we get to, like, the secret of the Second War for Armageddon that you don't get on the human side, right? Mm. On the human side, they will tell you that the Second War for Armageddon was won because of the strength of the Space Marines, or because of the tenacity of Commissar Yarik holding them back at Hades Hive. The secret to the Second War for Armageddon is that the orcs got the snot beaten out of them because Gazkul lost heart. That's all it was. It's the only reason.
It's kind of sad.
It is quite sad. It's worse when you like read the books, because you're like, man, this is... I feel bad for this guy. I feel bad for this like 14-foot tall green monster. Does he need a cuddle? Like,
oh yeah, he must have been big, like, in the end, right?
Yeah, he's gigantic.
Oh, yeah, we have shown pictures, actually, I would believe. Like, we showed
before. Yeah, he is an absolute monster.
He's tank, yeah. And I feel bad for him. You're a sweet little poor thing.
I know, right? You're doing great, sweetie. So, in the short time after Gazkul and his boys fucked off of Armageddon, Makari goes to talk to Gazkul, right? He kind of finally gets up the metal, the bottle, whatever you want to call it, to go and actually talk to Gazkul, right?
Yeah.
Because you got to remember, Grots are, by biological definition, below orcs. They are not allowed to talk to them in certain ways and stuff like that. Makari's finally like, you know what, I need to go talk to him about this. So he goes to talk to him. And he's trying to raise his spirits. He's trying to get Gazkul to act like Gazkul again, to believe in Gazkul again, right? Mm. And he, like, points out all the amazing things that Gazkul has done so far. Uniting Urk, taking over the other, like, Orc clans, wrangling and commandeering a Space Hulk, killing a Bloodthirster, all this kind of stuff. And he's like, but you're doing, you know, the old Grot saying of hide they stab tomorrow with Armageddon, right? We're going to come back and do this again. And through all of this, all it does is make Gazkul angry. See, orcs don't take counsel from Grots. And the fact that Makari thinks that he can come and talk to Gazkul like this, this level of familiarity, makes Gazkul think that he's not acting like a real orc.
Yeah.
Right? And the rage that Gazkul feels about this is quite severe. And he points out that he thought that having Makari by his side as like a sign of the gods, you've got to remember, Makari is not this one Grot. It is whatever Grot that Gazkul decides to make into Makari. It actually is like a spiritual transformation, right?
Yeah.
From the gods. Gazkul was like, I thought having you by my side as a sign of the gods was a good thing, but I'm realizing now it's not. You're not a strength, you're a weakness having you here. And we're like, a final phrase from Gazkul that's, you tell Gork and Mork I'll be alright without them. He kills Makari.
Only the orc behind it, right? The Makari is still, you know, still there.
Yes, he kills the Grot that is Makari at this point, yes.
Yeah, but it is more like a statement, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. He's renouncing the gods, basically, in this moment. No longer the prophet of Gork and Mork. Which is quite sad. And as far as we're concerned, that is the end of the Second War for Armageddon.
Right? Definitely. Yeah.
We're eventually going to come at it from the human side in a future season. But from the orc side, that's as far as we're going to go with it.
Yeah.
So we now come to a point where we're going to move on to what we were doing before the before the whole thing with Ghazkull, where we're going to work our way through the little separate events again. Because we're building up the stuff here. But you should know, Ghazkull is still out in the galaxy organizing whatever he's organizing.
Mm-hmm. Right? Making plans.
That's exactly it. Yeah, round up a new horde. Things like that. I want to take a minute to ask, what did you think about Ghazkull so far?
I'm not going to lie, I think he's cool. He's become one of my... I don't know if it's just because we've gone like into depth with a character like on a level that's... You know, you get familiar with the character as per se, right? But he has become like one of my favorite characters to talk about here in Warhammer, because I mean he just is cool, like from being a little runt that got killed, that didn't get killed, that got killed again and brought back to life, like deformed and with like metal parts and shit, to being, I wouldn't say possessed, but suddenly get a awaken as per se, and then suddenly being just this badass who just takes on everything and everybody to freaking I definitely think it's more of the you know, just going in depth with characters. By the way, for the listeners right now, which is what we're going to be doing for the future of the seasons here, like obviously picking, you know, but go more in depth with stuff like this, for example, with the orcs. So I like him.
So just
a long way to say I think he's cool. He's
all right. Cool.
That's a long way to say he's all right.
While working it around the topic, I'll mention it. Depending on what we're trying to look at, some seasons will be based on like a particular group or faction. Some seasons will be based on individual characters, because there are some characters that have like, you know, hours upon hours of content purely about their storyline. So if you're like, oh, let's look at Chaos, there are a bunch of characters within Chaos that have massive spanning storylines. So we could look at those characters as an individual season.
Yeah.
Which is quite cool. Like, for example, if you wanted to know what Magnus's boys have been up to, there's two ways to look at that. You can look at the Thousand Sons, or you can look at what's his name? Why have I just blanked that?
Ryan, you are the Warhammer expert.
Ahriman, that was the fucking name.
Good. And that's why he's the expert.
Yeah, it was one of those things. I could have told you it was Ahriman any day of any week ever, but the second I had to think of it, it just disappeared out of my brain there. So if we look at the Thousand Sons, we could either look at the Thousand Sons as a Chaos faction, or we could look at just Ahriman individually, because he has like an equal amount of storyline just about him. So, there's a lot to it. So, moving forward from our boy Ghazkull, we actually jump forward 30 years from when the Second War for Armageddon began. To the year 971 of the 41st millennia. And we come to a little orc boy called Wazdaka, which is a really stupid name.
We've talked about him before, right?
No. I guess Shazdaka. You're thinking of...
Probably. It's the same thing. Potato, potato.
Yeah, it's basically the same. Yeah, no, we've definitely not mentioned Wazdaka before. So, Wazdaka was an evil son's mechanic. Right? One of the guys that like vehicles and going fast. And pretty early on, he ends up in the Cult of Speed, the people who are actually obsessed with going fast. And he gets himself a bike, and he customizes it heavily. And he dubbed the bike of Orcalypse.
Orcalypse?
Apocalypse.
Like Apocalypse, but with orc in the middle.
Apocalypse.
For the record, he only gets off of this bike to make repairs to the bike. Otherwise, he drives it endlessly. And he doesn't sleep much because he has a pretty severe drug dependency. So he just keeps himself high as balls to be awake all the time so he can just keep driving.
Sounds kind of like the average Uber driver in America. I'm kidding.
Leave that in.
I'm kidding. Cut it.
So, Wazdaka famously managed to take down a warlord titan on his own with just him and his bike.
Okay, that's impressive.
It's very impressive, because I don't know how you begin to do that. And he kept the skulls of the princeps that were controlling the titan. He has them mounted on his bike, permanently on fire.
Oh, nice. We have a thing permanently.
I'd assume he's just coating it in fuel all the time. I don't know.
But, like, surely there would be dust in the end, right? Or at least he'd, like, use some magic.
Yeah, it might be magic. Maybe he believes they're on fire, so they have to be on fire.
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe he believes they're, like, just on fire, so everybody can see it, and there actually is on fire, but it's, like, magic fire. It's fine.
Yeah, that's probably it. That sounds right for Hortz. That sounds like what Wazdaka would do.
Yeah.
The main thing about this guy is that it's said that he plans to rally an army of orcs and travel, wage war from one side of the galaxy to the other. That's his plan. So that's a nice little simple one about Wazdaka and his crazy Ghost Rider bike. But we move forward a little bit further. Move forward to 976, this is 5 years later, to a guy called Gorbag. And this guy, this orc leader, turns up out of fucking nowhere, right? No one had ever heard of this guy until he turns up with an enormous fleet of ships, ravages the Imperial Navy in the Gothic sector, and then stole a Dominator-class cruiser, so a gigantic warship from the Imperial Navy, renames it to Gorbag's Revenge, and then just continues on to ravage more parts of the galaxy. Keep this guy in mind, he is important later.
I'm writing that behind my ear.
I don't know what that was meant to be, but I liked it.
I write it right behind my ear. That's
okay,
same,
right.
No?
I'm with you.
But that only works for the people watching, not for the people listening. I signaled that I would write it behind my ear.
Okay. I'm glad you explained that, because I had no idea what the fuck you were doing.
Yeah, it must have looked stupid, actually, when I think about
it.
Did.
Like, I had no idea what was going on.
Please watch us on YouTube and Spotify.
Yeah, it's much more reasonable when we do stupid shit like that.
Yeah, that's context then.
So, a year later, we move on to the next person that does something worth talking about, which is Deathskull Big Mech Fragrak, the Planet Smasher.
Oh, that's...
Now, that is an apt name at best.
Yeah.
Basically, you gotta remember that Death Skulls are the ones that like ransacking battlefields, right? They loot the dead. They are loot goblins, as you explained them.
Yeah.
So he decides he wants to loot an entire planet at once. And rather than going to war and ravaging the planet, what he does is he straps a bunch of like rockets and stuff to a planet's moon and launches the moon at the planet itself.
Bruh.
Naturally, this destroys both the moon and the planet, turning them both into what is essentially just an asteroid field.
Yeah.
Fragrak then decides to pick the asteroid he likes the best of the remains of those planets, then straps rockets to it, a shield generator, and weapons batteries, and uses it as a spaceship, and just sends it through the galaxy to go wage war and blow up other planets. Absolute psychopath.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. No, yeah.
Yeah. And I think the last one we're going to mention today is a few years later, in 978 of M41. This is possibly the funniest story about orcs, because it is very quintessentially orcs.
Mm.
So, there is a warlord named Grisguts, right? And he decides to head his army towards the Morlock system and to ransack the place. Pretty standard orc stuff so far.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, to get there, they use warp travel. And as you'll remember, warp travel is kind of a guess, because time and space don't work right in the warp.
Yeah.
And when he emerges from the warp, he realizes he has emerged before he left.
Yeah.
Right? He has technically traveled backwards in time through this warp jump. Now, one of the things you can know about Grisguts is he is a famed kleptomaniac.
Yeah.
And he gets this idea that he could go steal his favorite gun from, you know, the doppelganger he has from before he left, and have a spare of his favorite gun.
Oh.
Yeah. So he hunts down his earlier self, kills him, and takes the gun.
But doesn't that, you know, the time-space continuum, like, doesn't he automatically die then? Like, because that, you know, the thing is, like, oh, never been born, you know, that kind of vibe, right? Isn't that the thing now?
Well, this is the thing, is that no one actually knows what ended up happening to this guy.
Bruh, I can't. Oh my god.
We just know he went and he killed himself to take the gun from himself. But we don't know what actually happened because of that. He might just be in some kind of temporal loop of constantly doing that over and over again.
Yeah, of constantly killing himself.
Yeah. I felt like that was a good one to leave off with for today.
Thank you, Ryan. I'm going to think about that every night now.
I'm gonna go talk to my missus about this. What is the point in having an astrophysicist living with you if you can't question her about orc physics?
Exactly.
Right?
And Ryan will give us an update next week.
Yeah, I'll give you a wee update about what she says next time. See if we can figure out what the hell actually happens with this. So we are coming towards the end of the whole orc thing. We do have a couple more larger events to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But we are getting through it. Yeah, we're definitely past the halfway mark, which is quite cool.
Nice.
We will see more of our boy Gazgul, don't you worry. He's coming back.
Good stuff. I'm happy to hear that.
There's a few of them that we've mentioned already that are coming back, actually. Which should be good fun. Yeah. But I think that's a good place to leave off for us today. Would you like to round out?
I sure can do, buddy. So, I don't know what that was, I'm sorry.
Why did you say it like that?
Buddy? I don't know. Well, thank you guys for listening to this episode of Season Quinky of the Iterators of the Imperium podcast on orcs. And it's been me, Mess, and Ryan, and we will see you next week. Take care and peace.
Bye.